Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, scoring some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Ignatius told Catalina and Shelley he was considering opening a gentleman's club in Better Harvest with Shelley as manager, but Catalina objected as it was a residential area and later advised Shelley to do cosmetology and that they would open a business together. Ignatius met Wong and suggested they get together and give Murondoy a facelift to prevent residents from leaving, as it was affecting his housing business. As we return, it is the evening of Yom Nabi.
Good night, Sister Patsy.
Hi, dear. How was the Yom Nabi lecture?
It was wonderful. Look, I brought some cereal for you.
Oh, thank you, Sister.
I would say that the holiday turned out really well. My friend Imran seemed really happy.
I would have loved to come.
Maybe next year. It's good to learn about the culture of others. Yom Nabi is a great opportunity for that.
Do you ever consider becoming a Muslim?
Years ago. I have read the Holy Quran, and I like the teachings of Prophet Muhammad.
So why you never did?
Oh, Lucille wouldn't hear of it. She thought I was running mad. She's quite intolerant.
Well, she's no longer your problem. You're free to do whatever you want.
You're so right. All right. I'm going to have a shower, then retire to bed for the night.
Okay.
I hope the water is still warm.
All right, Patsy girl. It's time to put my plan into action. Cecil Carter, here I come.
Patsy!
Cecil, hurry!
What was the matter, dear?
I swear I see somebody at the window just now.
Which one? This one?
Yes, that one.
You sure you saw someone?
Well, I can't be sure. It could be my imagination. Fragile as I am. But it's not the first time I catch people looking at me bedroom.
Oh, dear.
And please, night. I hope they don't see nothing much.
Let's hope it's not burglars.
Well, they would be wasting the time trying to come in here. Unless they want to take advantage of me.
Oh, well, I should get back to my room. I'll stay alert.
Cecil, dear, why don't you sit on the bed with me until we're sure there's no danger? I must admit I'm a little frightened, and there's a nice TV program we could watch.
Great. I still don't understand why you have a television in your bedroom, but I suppose it's all right.
Cecil, when you live alone, you have to find whatever you can to keep you company.
Well, that's true. All right, I'll stay a little while if it'll make you feel better.
Oh, I promise it will. I know the mattress fee is a little stiff, but there's a new one I purchased a few weeks ago.
Oh, it feels great, actually.
Yes, it's nice and firm.
Yes.
Cecil, you like my nightie?
Oh, yes, it's quite nice.
My daughter sent it for me.
I think maybe I should head back to my room now. If you see the person outside again, just call.
I said nothing about frills. And little ribbons and...
Well, it's really none of my business.
Why you don't make it your business and let...
Patsy, this might sound like a silly question. Matter of fact, it's a rhetorical question.
I'm listening.
Are you trying to seduce me?
Is it working?
Wow.
So, you know, it's years now I got my eyes on you.
Well, Lucille was right.
I've never tried to hide my affections for you.
So this was your intention all along?
To have you move in here?
Yes.
My intention was to keep trying until something happened.
Well, I am flattered by your admiration.
Oh, gosh, Cecil. You're such a fit man. Look at those arms. Look at those legs. And not even a beer belly.
Look, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but...
But what?
This was not my intention when I moved in with you.
So you don't want me?
Like I said, I'm flattered. But it would be foolish of me to take this any further.
Hang and tell nobody.
Patsy, we sit on the village council together, and I know from past experiences that it's a bad idea to get involved with people you are involved with professionally.
That should not matter.
As a man of God also, I have not divorced my wife yet.
Wait, man.
You're a nice woman. But when everything is taken into consideration, I cannot do this.
Like you think I ugly?
No, no. This has nothing to do with your looks. Please understand, Patsy.
Cecil, nobody will know.
I will know.
People probably assume that we're doing something anyway, since you're living with me.
Well, that means I will have to find a place faster. Good night, Patsy.
Cecil. Your Arabian stallion, my Lion King, I'm going to get you here tonight. I need you to wrap these arms around me. Don't resist this thing, Cecil. Baby.
Sister Patsy, what are you doing in my room?
Cecil, you're dreaming. You're free to do all the things you ever thought of doing to me.
What?
Kiss me.
Patsy, stop it.
Cecil?
I have already rejected your advances. Why are you in my room?
I'm a woman who don't give up easy.
Well, I'm afraid I can't stay here much longer. I'm leaving.
But it's after 11.
Matters not. You have crossed the line and I won't feel comfortable staying here.
Look, my apologies. It won't happen again.
Excuse me.
Cecil, it's where you're going.
James? Hello.
My dear, I'm sorry for calling so late.
Dad?
Yes, I need your help.
What's going on? Are you okay?
Will it be a bother if I beg you to come and pick me up at Sister Patsy's house?
What happened?
I'll explain later. Just come get me.
Okay, I'll be there in a few. James! Oh, it's no use.
Sorry for bothering you at this late hour, June.
It's okay. Dad?
Don't say I told you so. I'm already upset with myself.
What happened?
Sister Patsy has her own agenda.
Oh, she tried to sleep with you. Got it. I don't know how you could be so blinded by that woman.
I just thought I'd give her a chance. Thought she'd respect my wishes.
Wasted thoughts.
I promise I won't impose on you and James for much longer.
Oh, you're not coming back by us. I'm taking you home.
What?
I have brought you home.
June, you know I can't stay here with your mother.
She's not here.
What?
You heard me.
Where has Lucille gone?
I can't believe it has come to this. Imagine you don't know where your wife is.
Well, are you going to tell me or not? Did something happen to her?
Oh, you care?
June.
She's gone back to New York. She'll be back in time for Christmas.
Oh. When did it happen?
A few days ago. She felt so ashamed when she learned about you and Patsy, and that's what made her run.
I see.
Dad.
What?
I never thought you and Mom would end up like this. If your marriage could come to this, what chance do the rest of us have?
Did James do something?
No. This is not about me and James.
Look, I'm sorry I disappointed you. But I have to look after myself.
Do you have any feelings left for Mom?
How can I have feelings for someone who has constantly berated me and doesn't believe me when I tell her the truth?
Goodness!
You should ask her the same question. Matter of fact, ask her if she ever loved me.
Of course Mom loves you.
Well, for years it didn't feel that way. Thank you for picking me up, though. I could have walked had I known I would be back in my own house tonight.
It's okay.
Good night, June. Thanks for coming.
Have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, throw in some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.